Bibles, John chapter 14. John chapter 14, very familiar scripture. We all probably can quote these first few verses. I will never forget, I was working before when I quit the highway patrol, went back to work with my brother laying brick. And this was before my brother got saved. He could quote these verses. A lost man could quote these verses. And I venture to say that most of us, before we got saved, could probably quote some of these verses. I mean, we've heard it all our lives. Amen. John chapter 14, when you get there, let's stand and honor the word. Let's look at verse 1. Now, make sure you realize these words are in red. This is Jesus talking. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask your hand to be upon us right now, God, as we open up this word and we expound upon this scripture, God, and we do our very best to preach the thought that you've laid upon our hearts, God. God, I pray, God, you'd speak to each and every heart tonight. I pray, God, you just touch each one of us, Lord, and help us, Lord, to take this. This is a personal message, Lord. This is not a communal message. It's a personal message to each and every individual in this building and whoever might be listening through Facebook or YouTube, God. Have your way right now. Speak to us, God, and help us, the Lord, to draw closer to you tonight with these words. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. Jesus is explaining some things. He has told his disciples in the chapter before what's going to happen, and I'll get into some of that in just a little bit more. But Jesus says something, and before I get to my message, the Lord just kind of laid this thought on. Jesus says, whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Then Thomas, the one that's been there with him the whole time, Thomas says, and I'm going to put this in my heart. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. Jesus has been telling him. And I wonder why sometimes if we're not careful, we come to church and we listen, but we don't hear. Amen. I'm real good at that. And any of you ladies that's married, say amen right there, because your husband's real good at that. Amen. Listening and not hearing. Amen. And we're good at it. Let's just be honest. If we came back on Sunday night after morning service, and I handed out a test on what I preached on that Sunday morning, most of y'all would fail. You heard the message, but did you really hear the message? And I know how the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit works, so, you know, and he might be speaking to you on a certain topic or a certain thing, and that's why sometimes, and this ain't got nothing to do with the sermon tonight, but we need to listen and we need to hear what God is telling us through his word. And listen, I wasn't going to get into all this, but anyhow, when you study your Bible, don't just sit there and read it, blah, 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 blah. We need to have Bible reading, but we need to have Bible study so you can hear what God is trying to tell us. Amen. Now, let me get back to my message tonight. I want to preach on this thought. Why are our hearts troubled? Why are our hearts troubled? Jesus spoke these words in the upper room the night before going to the cross. His disciples were confused. His disciples were anxious. They were afraid. They felt like their whole world was falling apart. Can you imagine the one that you've been following for 3 years, the one that you've been, your leader, the one that you look up to, the one that walked on water, he tells you, listen, tomorrow about this time, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be caught. Somebody's going to betray me. Somebody's going to turn me in. They're going to beat me. They're going to spit on me. They're going to crucify me. Can you imagine? How would you feel? Amen. And the thing about it is, sometimes we do feel like our world's falling apart. Sometimes we feel like everything, ain't nothing lining up, ain't nothing where it needs to be. And it feels like, we got a lot of folks sick right now. You know, I went up to the hospital this afternoon, saw Brother Charlie, and Brother Charlie said, Bo, I just don't know if I'm going to get any better. And if we ain't careful, we all feel like that. I don't know if my job's going to get any better. I don't know if my family's going to get any better. I don't know if my situation's going to get any better. And we all feel, so why are our hearts troubled? So let's just a few minutes tonight. Our hearts are troubled when we forget who's in charge. Our hearts are troubled when we forget who's in control. The disciples saw the crisis. All they saw was that Jesus was going to be betrayed. All they saw was that Jesus was going to be killed. All they saw that Jesus was going to go to the cross. All they saw was chaos. And it seems like if we're not careful, that's all we see. I know some of y'all, Miss Brenda showed me the video. I know some of y'all heard what happened at the high school today. People just fighting and going. I mean, it looks like the world's going crazy. And if we ain't careful, we fall right into that. That's what the devil wants us to see. That's how the devil's lining us all. But see, you got to understand something. Even though all these things are happening in our life, God still got a plan. Amen. You got to understand, the cross was not an accident. The cross was the plan the whole time. Ever since the Genesis 1:1, it was about the cross. Ever since Genesis and Abraham and Moses and all them, it was about the cross. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, it was about the cross. It had to be about the cross. And that's what we fall all apart, but God's still working a plan in your life. Amen. And see, if that's the thing about it is, faith can calm the storm. John chapter 14, verse 1, and I'm going to read this verse several times. Let not your heart be troubled. Listen, now we get into the faith. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. Jesus said, if you believe God, you know, the Jews is God's my father, Abraham, God's our father. Hey, Jesus said, if you're going to believe in God, believe in me. I'm his son. Believe in me. And that's where you and I have got to step out on faith. That's where you and I have got to exercise that faith. Faith is always the key. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6 says this, but without faith it is impossible to please him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. The disciples were all worried about everything that was going on, and Jesus just said, hold on a minute. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm here tonight to tell you something. Let not your heart be troubled. It don't matter what situation you're going through. It don't matter. God's got a plan. And if God's got a plan, glory to God, just go ahead and follow that plan. Not only are our hearts troubled when we forget who's in charge, our hearts are troubled when we focus on earthly things and not heavenly things. See, we are bad to cling to the temporary. We think about our home, and we ought to. Me and Brother West was talking a little bit before church. He's going through a situation right now with the job situation. And if we ain't careful, we get to concentrating on this little spot right here. This little spot right here. And see, when we're going through something, it's hard not to concentrate on that little spot. This is what's going on in my life right now, God. I can't see 6 months down the road. Lord, I know you see 6 months down the road, but I can't see 6 months down the road. But this is my spot. But see, that's the problem. We ought to concentrate on not only this area of our life, but we ought to concentrate on the area of our life that we're going to go to one day when all this is over with, amen. And I'm telling you right now, when we get our minds focused on earthly things and not concentrating on heavenly things, I'm telling you, everything that you got going on right now can be gone in a matter of just moments. Amen. We've worried about our homes. Those homes can burn down. We worried about our job. The economy could crash and everybody lose their job. We worried about our family. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. You got to understand something. We ought to be concerned. We ought to pray. But I'm telling you, we ought to concentrate on heavenly things and think about where God's going to take us one day and think about, why am I going through this? Because I know the devil's fighting and the devil don't want me to go to heaven. The devil don't want me to live for the Lord. So why am I going through all this? I just got to buckle it up. I got to say, I'm staying with Jesus. I'm going to heaven. It don't matter what, nothing. It don't matter what comes in my life. I'm going to heaven. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. This world is not our home. Jesus is telling them, in my Father's house are many mansions. There's plenty enough room for you. But it's real easy to get our minds focused and our hearts troubled on everything going on in our life. We also get our hearts troubled when we feel alone. I got to thinking about this. Jesus was leaving them. Jesus was their leader. Jesus was their, and I don't know why the Lord just kind of, anybody ever been in church and the pastor get up and resign? You remember how you felt? How you think these guys felt? I'm talking about the one Robert that's been feeding them for years. Now you gonna leave us? And if we ain't careful, and when we're going through things, we get it in our minds, ain't nobody else going through what I'm going through. I am all by myself in this. Don't nobody else know what I'm going through. Don't nobody else understand what I'm going through right now. And that's how it is when we get feeling alone. But you got to understand something. Jesus promised to come back. Notice what he said to me. And I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that the why. I am, there ye may be also. Then he goes on and says, I'm going to send a comforter. I'm going to send somebody that's going to be there with you. And I got to think about it. I was studying this today, Brother Robert. He's telling them this. Jesus says, I'm going to the cross. I'm going to be killed. But guess what? He came back then. He rose on the third day, amen. He came back to them. Can you imagine you got to understand something. Jesus said, I'm getting ready to die, but I ain't going to stay dead. If they'd have had the right mindset, they ought to shout it all over that upper room. You mean to tell me you're going to die and then you're going to come back? Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Nobody got a hold of what Jesus was telling them. Nobody could grasp what Jesus was trying to tell them. And a lot of times, if we ain't careful, we get down in the dumps and we can't grasp what Jesus is trying to tell us. So, folks, I'm telling you, it's going to be a whole lot better when it all works out. Our hearts get troubled. Now listen, our hearts get troubled when we don't understand the process. Our hearts get troubled when we don't understand the process. Verse 5, and I've already said something about this. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Thomas asked a question. You ought to also. When was the last time you got on an altar and you said, Lord, I don't understand what's going on. I really wish you'd just kind of give me a little glimpse. Lord, I really don't understand why this is happening in my life. I wish you'd just kind of help me out. Thomas had enough sense to ask the question. And the thing about it is, now listen, when we don't understand, we always assume the worst. Amen? When we don't understand what's going on, we always assume the worst. That's with me. That's with everybody. Everybody. When you don't understand, when you don't get the whole story, you always assume the worst. When you don't understand what's going on, you always assume the worst. So I can kind of see how Thomas might have assumed the worst. You got to understand, Jesus is the way even when we don't even see the road. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, Thomas, I've already taught you the way. Thomas, I've already told you the way. Thomas, I've already lived the way. And I'm working on another sermon about what is truth. I'm telling you, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth. Amen. I found this little story. D.L. Moody told about a Christian woman who was always bright and cheery and optimistic. Even though she was confined to her room because of an illness, she lived in an attic apartment on the fifth floor of an old rundown building. A friend decided to visit her one day and brought along another woman. It was a person of great wealth. Since there was no elevator, the two ladies began to climb the long climb upward. When they reached the second floor, the well-to-do woman commented, "What a dark and filthy place." Her friend replied, "It's better higher up." When they arrived at the third landing, the remark was made, "Things look even worse here." Again was the reply, "It's better higher up." The two women finally reached the attic level where they found the bedridden saint of God, a smile on her face, radiating with the joy that filled her heart. Although the room was clean, flowers were on the windowsill, the wealthy visitor still could not get over the dark surroundings in which this woman lived. She blurted out, "It must be very difficult for you to live here like this." Without a moment's hesitation, the lady responded, "It's better higher up." See, she wasn't looking at what's temporal. She was looking at what's heavenly. And I promise you, it's better higher up. Amen. It's going to be better along the way. Like the old song says, "Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. Father along will." It's coming. It's coming. Now, you might not understand the process, but you got to trust the one that's in charge. Our hearts are troubled. Now listen. Our hearts are troubled when we replace fear for faith. Fear magnifies the unknown. When you don't know, fear grips you. When you don't understand, fear grips you. Faith magnifies the Savior. Amen. And you got John, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus is the way. And see, I forget who it was. Might have been me in Dallas. I can't remember who it was. Talking about it might. If you can't do nothing but get on your knees sometime, just say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." You got to replace that fear with faith. That's a choice that you and I have to do. God's timeline don't match up with my timeline. But I understand something. I got to replace my fear with faith. Just like when Jairus' daughter died and Jesus said, "Be not afraid, only believe." Be not afraid, only believe. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Somebody ought to just quote that a few times in your mind and lay it in bed tonight. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." That's how we get over fear. And we also get trouble when we try to control everything. I don't know about y'all, but I like to be in control. That most men do. But I learned a long time ago, Brother Ralph, I can't control everything. And you know what's crazy? Worrying about things that you can't change. Amen. Getting down and getting all upset about things that you cannot change. If you can't control it, don't worry about it. That ought to be the mindset that we have. Now, our hearts don't have to stay troubled. There's a prepared place. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. There's a prepared place. Heaven is not a dream. It's a promise. Amen. Heaven is not a dream. It's a and I'm not going to try to get into no. I was talking to somebody the other day. And in the last couple of weeks, I've talked to two people that pretty much told me the same thing. They died as far as, you know, they lost them for a bit. They brought them back. Both of them told me they did not see Jesus. They did not see anything. They didn't see heaven. But both of them told me, said there was a calm and a peace like they've never felt before in their life. And both of them were preachers, and both of them said this, I'm no longer afraid to die. I welcome it. There's a place prepared, folks. And it ain't no hospital. It's heaven. And you know what really ought to gear us up tonight? To realize, Cam, that our loved ones are already there. Amen. Our loved ones are already there. Now, don't you notice this? This is a personal promise in this passage of Scripture. And if I, Jesus, go and prepare a place for you, Mike, Blake, Dale, Robert, Wes, I, Jesus, will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I, Jesus, am, there ye may be also. That's a personal promise to each and every one of us. Amen? And there also is a peace. Jesus didn't ever say that trouble wouldn't come, but he did say, don't let it rule your heart. We've all been scared. We've all gone through things. We've all had hard times. We've all been hit with a news that unsettled us. And it's real easy to fall apart. But why fall apart when you can just fall on him? Amen. He's got it. There's a peace that passes all understanding. The disciples had a reason to panic. Betrayal was coming. The cross was coming. But so was the resurrection. So was victory. So was the empty tomb. And that's the thing. Jesus had already told them all that was coming. He had already told them, I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be crucified. He had already told them, Ben, I'm going to rise again. They just didn't grasp it. And how many times, Chucky and his word, and how many times through the songs, and how many times through the preaching and through Sunday school has Jesus reassured us, I got this. Amen. I got this. And if we ain't careful, we won't grasp it like we need to. Verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 27 of the same chapter, Jesus says this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Brother Robert, come back and sing "Sometimes I Cry." I want you to stand with me.